I think we should do the improv sketch that we wrote a script for and rehearsed.
Okay, here's the scene. A police station. I'm playing McManus, the reckless yet heroic cop.
And I'm playing an improv actor who's pretending to be a police chief.
Hey, Chief, you wanted to see me?
McManus, you're suspended.
Come on, Chief. I sweat my ass off for the force.
McManus, I've had it up to here with you. Your unorthodox methods are going to cost me my job. I'm tired of defending your screwball antics to the commissioner.
What are you talking about? I ended up arresting the terrorist.
Yeah, but at what cost? 17 people wound up in the hospital after you commandeered a city bus full of civilians and you landed it on a tanker in the Hudson River.
Chief, I can explain that.
Maybe, but you didn't stop there. You blew up a 15-story apartment building, killing 850 people. You burned a priest and four nuns alive after tying them up and pouring gasoline on them. You slaughtered an entire fourth-grade class of children with a machete. You raped the governor's 14-year-old daughter.
See if I can explain all that!
No way, McManus. I'm done with your go-it-alone attitude. You're nothing but a reckless, yet heroic, cop.
And you're nothing! You're nothing but an improv actor sitting up here masquerading as a police chief.
How dare you? Give me your badge and gun. You're suspended.
You want my badge and gun?
Yeah, I want your badge and gun.
If you want my badge and gun, sir, I will give you my badge and gun. I will be more than happy to give you my badge and gun.
Well, then give it to me when I ask you for it.
Didn't you just hear me? I just told you, plain and simple, I'm going to give you my badge and gun. Can't you just take my word for it after all these years?
I don't see that I can take any word for anything. What you're doing here is you're flapping your lips. You're making a lot of talking sounds.
Talking! Talking! That's all you do is talk! 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 It's a consistent, and when I mean talking, I mean talking!
You know what, McManus? If you don't put your right hand in your right pocket where your gun is, and your left hand in your left pocket where your badge is, or your right hand in your left pocket if your gun isn't there instead, or your right pocket in your left hand if your gun's in the other. If you don't do it before I finish this sentence, I might have to ask you again.
Well, don't you agree with me that you kind of talk too much? That's all I was trying to say.
Look, are you going to give it to me or not?
Yeah, you know something? I will. I'll have no problem whatsoever.
Right here on the table. McManus?
Sir?
Dismissed. McManus, wait. Let me pass on some advice a good cop once told me. He said, a successful police officer always carries his badge and gun.
Huh. Sounds like a smart cop. Who said that?
You did, McManus. You did.
I don't remember that. When was that?
Oh, you remember, it was a couple years back, I think it was at Calhoun's retirement barbecue. You were talking about how Baker was shot in the line of duty after giving a criminal his badge and gun. Remember?
Yeah. But it wasn't at Calhoun's retirement barbecue. It was at the annual police picnic 3 days ago. And that's not even what he said. It was Fetterman who said that. And what he said was, a successful police officer relies on his instinct and heart, never his badge and gun.
Fuck you, McManus. Now take your badge and gun and get the fuck out.
Wait a minute.